Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, Rachel. How are you?
Oh, going good in the studio here. We're not alone. Who have we got with us?
I have the greatest pleasure of having on the show this week the one, the only, Jessie McCall from All You Can Eat Productions. Welcome, Jessie, to talk about, I just love this, the cheap champagne, the faux luxury, and the destruction of the natural world. We're talking about Daybreak Estate. Welcome, Jessie.
Morena. Nice to talk to you, Alice.
Hello, Jessie. It's great to have you here.
Hello.
Look, I'm fizzing. I'm fizzing in the way that only faux champagne can fizz. Tell me about Daybreak Estate. I'm loving this sort of high art, low art kind of juxtaposition. So talk me through the kind of concept of Daybreak Estate.
Yeah, I'm glad that kind of clash is working for you. Daybreak Estate is it's a piece we made for Experimental Dance Week at the end of 2020. So it's essentially a dance work, comes from kind of a dance lineage and a dance logic, but we've been calling it dance theatre because it also has these quite accessible theatrical layers that suggest a lot of kind of human experience in what you're seeing as well. And the name Daybreak Estate actually came from a Australian cask wine brand, essentially a good old goon brand. And I think when I stumbled across it, I just loved what you were saying, Alice, this kind of strange juxtaposition of this lofty kind of elitist sounding brand name with this mass produced goonsack product. And in a very funny way, it kind of it mapped onto some of the themes that we were wanting to explore in the piece around, I don't know, the facades that we play with in life, the way that we kind of present ourselves to one another and what happens when those fall away.
Gosh, look, if anyone knows me and you know me well, you know that I'm absolutely a goonsack preserved in some kind of bougie exterior. Jessie, you made this work at the start of it in 2020. What has evolved since this initial inception to what that's looking at almost 2 years ago to where it is now? What are the changes that have kind of occurred there?
Well, in an interesting way, as part of the festival that we originally presented in, we just got a kind of one night wonder experience. So every piece in that festival got a night, and I think we just felt like we hadn't, having spent a few months making the work and then showing it once, we hadn't really gotten a sense of it yet. We hadn't really felt like it got to live its life. And we had some really interesting and kind of engaged responses from people who saw it. So we were just really keen to give it another go. And then, of course, we realised that the timing we'd picked was the middle of the Omicron peak. So our kind of plan to remount and refine what the work was saying and then take it around the country got a little compressed. We were supposed to be off to Pōneke to start that off, and half the cast, no, almost all the cast actually ended up getting COVID the week before.
No.
So we canned that one, but we did kind of plow along and managed to get down to Ōtautahi, which was awesome. We had a wonderful time at Little Andromeda in Christchurch. And so now we're really stoked to be back in Tāmaki, kind of offering this up again. New cast member is one of the changes. We've got wonderful Liv McGregor on board, who brings a whole lineage of her own to what's going on. But yeah, it's been a kind of interesting wee time to be doing it.
Oh my gosh, that's a whole roller coaster. That's a whole Daybreak Estate all in into itself. You mentioned this notion of sort of dance theatre, not versus, but as a sort of a sub-genre of movement practice. Talk me through why that distinction, or how that sort of distinction is important in relation to kind of contemporary dance practice.
Oh, gosh, that's a good question.
It's a big question.
Sorry, it's a Tuesday morning.
Yeah, let's get in there. I mean, I can only speak to my own relationship with that kind of category. And I think, to be honest, it means a lot of things, different things to different people. But I guess for me, it's more so a way of indicating to audiences that there'll be things about the work that they can engage with that aren't purely kind of the physical dance forms, which I think is beautiful. I love watching dance that's really formal and really kind of purist in that sense. But I also, my kind of thing is when those forms get to be put to use to kind of summon up relatable human experiences. And that for me is what the theatre kind of bit indicates, is that you know, we're seeing this kind of, we're seeing what dance does best, I think, which is embodying some really visceral, physical kind of states and moments of experience. But there's a context here, and we're kind of able to read character and to read interaction and to read very human suggestions in what's going on, which for me often means humour.
I was going to say, it sounds like the kind of thing that is maybe... not to reduce it to sounding like it's an accessible thing, you know, accessible can be sometimes used as like a shorthand for like simple or something, which is definitely not what we're trying to say here. But it sounds like the kind of thing that is accessible to people who maybe find stepping into dance work a wee bit scary sometimes, or that it's not their normal thing they'd go and watch. This sounds like maybe a show that might encourage some of those people to come through the doors a little bit. Are you hoping for that type of audience to come through, Jessie?
For sure. I think that's, I mean, I absolutely love our dance community in Aotearoa, and I also love the experience of having people come to a show who don't attend dance work and who kind of find something in it that they weren't expecting. I think the accessibility bit for me is, like you say, less about watering something down and more about saying, whether or not you are a dance watcher, you might see something of yourself in here. You might find something in here that feels true to you, and we won't make you feel excluded. So not on purpose.
For sure.
Well, I can't wait to see this work. I've actually got my ticket for Saturday night, so if anyone wants to come and hang out with me in the fire or drink some cheap champagne, darling. So it's on. We're opening on Thursday. You've only got 3 shows, if I'm not mistaken.
That's true. And Thursday's actually sold out, so Friday, Saturday are your days.
Well, look, that means either Friday or Saturday, team. So we're down at the Herald Theatre. Love that theatre. The Rake is actually great. So if you're an audience member, it means that you can really see the full stage, which is just great. It gives you a bit of a nosebleed, but that's fine. They also have a crying room, which I just love the concept of.
That's great.
So, yep, Daybreak, you can actually grab tickets from Auckland Live online through Ticketmaster. I would suggest doing that over buying door seats, just because it's always freaky if something sells out and then you're left in the foyer with nothing to do.
With your cheap champagne and nothing to watch. Exactly. Hey, thank you so much, Alice, and thank you, Jessie, as well, for talking to us about this really amazing piece of work. Best of luck with your performances, and we'll see you on the stage, and we'll see you next week, Alice.
Gorgeous. Thanks so much. Thanks, Jessie.
Thanks, guys.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.